Sunday the 7th of February, Kof Gimel Shavat, Rabbi Simcha Scheinberg, Kol HaScholos Koshus.
Long Rabbi say. This week's parasha, Rabbi say, the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah. I want to talk about a certain point that was a different Torah from my father, from Shimon Zalzang Gesund. That's part of this. Says over here that Torah Shemoya Tishmu Bekoili Ushmaet Mespish Yisrael Miskula Mikolam Kili Kola Oretz. So Rashi brings down here, Matot Kabbalu Aleichem, if you be Makabal on yourself, it's talking about Kabbalah Satorah, Yerav Lachem Mikan Ve'ilech. Here one will be sweet. Mikan Shekol Hascholos Koshos. Every beginning is difficult. Im Shemoyah Tishmu B'Koylis of the Sipuno says, the Kabbalah Aleichem HaTorah V'HaMitzvois. If you recover yourself the Torah of the mitzvahs, so Rashi brings down the Mechilta that the beginning is always difficult. So call us scholars, koshos. The person who undertakes to do a project, let's say, to become a Torah in the proper way, the beginning is going to be difficult. Perhaps the Velt starts. My father always discusses this point, and he always asks the Kasha. The Velt also fight the Shaila. We always know that many times when a person starts a project, comes in the beginning of his man. Well, a person comes to learn in the morning, the first hour or two is good, then it starts petering out. The mechtzis, the shlish, the revia, things get more difficult as time goes on. What comes the beginning of yeshiva, beginning of his man, he starts learning nice the first couple of weeks, and then after a few weeks, the mashgiach has to start stooping him, baita, skate, they start beginning. So the chayyim in the beginning is easier. Why? What's the concept, the musig, to understand what means kol hascholos koshos? So, my father, Shiva Zalzangzot, always says this yisod, and we'll build it up a little bit there. He says this yisod, and a person has to realize that when these things, people start off something, and see after a while, it starts getting weaker, that's a sign that there was no beginning yet. That's not called hascholos. Ascholah means, and the concept of Ascholah means when a person takes in the whole picture into consideration, from the beginning till the end. I heard that Dinarish once said a good word. He said, the Musik in the Welt is all is well that ends well, but by Torah it's all is well that begins well. When the beginning is stark, when does that come about? That comes about when a person takes the whole thing into consideration. He knows he realizes that he has a mission to accomplish, he has a goal to accomplish, he realizes he has to finish a Masechta, he has to finish Shas, or he has to do a strong Zman, has to have a strong Seder. When he realizes that Seder is going to be strong, he's taking upon himself the oil of Torah Mitzvahs, the oil of finishing off the Seder in a strong way, that way a person could know that the beginning is not going to be easy. Then it will become sweet. Now, so I want to discuss a little bit about the musig of how a person gets to what do we need here to help us realize what makes a good aschola. Even though it's hard, what gives us a good aschola? So in the Orach Chaim HaKodesh, this week's parsha here, when it says here, Achorinish Hashmish, when it says B'Yisrael Meitzvah, so he says over here that Oche Kavonas Hakosevu LaHagdim Shlosha Inyonim Heim Ikrui HaChon LaKabolas HaTorah. Three things are the main ikrum to Kabolas HaTorah, and we'll talk about the first one, which is Nogia more to us. The Nia Vaschol. He says Heim Ikrui HaEchod. The first thing that's the Ikrui who is Gabrus with Atzmus Be'isik HaTorah. That is the Isgabrus and the Isantzus Be'isik HaTorah. There was a person to be mitgaber and to learn stronger, to put his full koiches into utilizing his strength and his capabilities and his abilities to strike and to grow is by giving him all his koyach. Ki Atzlus, this is the Yisoyed. Ki Atzlus, who Esev Hamafsid Hasagosa. Atzlus, laziness, is the Ika cause that is Mafsid, the being Masig of reaching his goal. And that's one of the main things that we lose out a lot. It says, in Mishle, Shalom was a Leich El Nemola Otzel Vachakam. Don't look at the Nemola. You Otzel, the lazy one, and become smart. Then we realize what this little, it says that Ein La Moshe V'Kotzin, it does not know, no person watching it, and how it takes its weed, a little piece of grain, how much it works on it, and how much time it puts into it, the effort that a person puts into it to realize. To see this little ant, how much it accomplishes. The laziness is the thing that gives the person that puts the person down and doesn't give him the chance to give his koiches and his full power of learning, all that he has, to be able to accomplish what he would like to accomplish. The Gemara Brachos talks about the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara Brachos, Rashi mentioned this Gemara many times. It's a love you do with the Gemara Brachos, but it's very choshev to hear this Gemara. Torah Rabbon, Abo Tzrichim Chizuk. They learn Torah, Umasim Tovim Tfilah Derecharetz. So Rashi here says an interesting thing. What's the pshat Torah Tzrichim Chizuk? That means it needs strengthening. Torah needs strengthening. So my father says, what is the Gemara teaching us here? The Torah needs strengthening. I mean, everybody's aware, every time a person needs chizuk, a person always needs chizuk. It's not a thing that a person knows, and everything he does, he always has to strengthen himself. But Rashi says a very interesting point there, which is an eye-opener to understand what Chazal are trying to teach us here. She is chazik odom bahen tomid b'chol koichoi. A person should strengthen himself constantly with all his koyach. Just like with the Yerachai was trying to work, his kabrus, his amtsus, the Torah. But a person should strengthen tomid constantly with all his might, with all his strength. So my father says over all the time to Rosh Hashanah, that what Rashi is trying to teach us here is not only that we need chizik, but how a person is supposed to be machazik himself. That's what Chazal want to teach us here. Not only the tzrichim chizik, but how a person is to be machazik himself. How to machazik himself? By learning constantly, tomid b'chol koichoi, with all his koyach. And that is the thing which gives a person, which is not, that's, and that's what's not easy. That's what he means over here, kolas cholos koshes. Because a person that starts something off, it's not a project, he knows he wants to accomplish this much today. If he's not going to give all that he has, this tomid b'chol koichoi, then that's where he starts falling. So a person needs chizuk, means he has to constantly be on guard to realize that if he wants to accomplish this seder, this mesechta, or this man, whatever he undertakes himself in Ruchni, in Torah, he has to realize that it's tomid b'chol koichoi. And that's why it's difficult, because to start at the beginning, when you know you have to accomplish a mission, and you know you have to keep on going, but later on, when a person undertakes it, the person gives him the siyat nishmai, and as time goes on, things become sweeter. But this is the eshti yisod that a person has to be aware of when a person starts a project of Torah. He comes in the morning to learn. He's tired. The Yetzirah losnished. The Yetzirah is more on guard than he is. So in order to counteract the Yetzirah, a person has to look for ways and means how by studying, knowing that he's going to accomplish his mission, if he knows he's going to put all his koiches. Tomid b'chol koichai. Constantly with all his power, with all his koich. And that's what the Asur Chaim Kodesh means over here, that the first prerequisite of the Kriya, that the Gabal Zatorah, is his Gabrus v'yisamchus basic at Torah. Ki ha'atzlus hu esiv ha'mafsid asakosa. This is the first yisod that a person has to know, and that gives the person a chance to be able to see through till the end. It's like a more beautiful Gemara called Nasira, I would say. That gives us a little bit, we could be mamchish, we can see the point, but see this, how this thing takes effect, how it affects. The Gemara tells a story, maybe they'll learn it, they'll learn that for Yemi, I'm sure they're familiar with this Gemara. Like it's a beautiful Gemara here, a Gemara pretty valid about Nasira. The Gemara says like this here. Chad Yoimu, one day, Kosochi Rabbi Yochanan of the Yarden. Amor Rabbi Yochanan went to swim in the Yarden. If anybody knows, familiar with the background of Torah, Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan was one of the greatest Talmudists in his Tkufa of the early Amoroyim. Ravi Shmur in Bovel, Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Israel. He was swimming in the Yarden. Chazir v'shlokish v'shover liyardim abasre. The shlokish saw him in the water and jumped in after him. Rashi says, kofats. Omalei. When the Yechon saw the shlokish jump into the water, he says, cheilech liyaraisa. Your strength is for Torah. So again, such a jump into the water with such a koyach. He says, your strength is for Torah. Tosis brings down over here that Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Shlokish was a person who once learned. He says, the Bekana Rabbi Yontam, Mitchil Yod HaHarbe, Rabbi Shlokish knew a lot, I was a Porak Oil Torah. He was Porak Oil Torah, V'nase Amoritz, V'osak Belistiyos. He was the head of the list of him. He was there. Bandit. Yeah, bandit. Right? As he stated in the God. So, of course, Gemara says after that, so he told Rabbi Yochanan, Shufra Chol Nishay. Rabbi Yochanan says was one of the most beautiful people in the world. He says, your beauty is for women. I mean, he was Nebuchadnezzar, this is not a person who was in terror of sluggish now. So his sprach and his outlook on life was different at this point. Paragoyal, Shufra Chol Nishay. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan told him, Ihadris Pacha, if you have Charata, that's where Tosis built it from, Ihadris, if you do Tshuva, so Rabbi Yochanan, so that's where Tosis Medayik, that's where he was once, Oshono, he once learned, and he was Perik Oil, and became an Amoritz, and became an Zeshik and Listius, of course it says Ihadris Pacha, it's a sign that he was once Beseda, so if you do Tshuva, you have Charata, Yivn Lecha Achoisi, the Shapira Minoi. I'll give you my sister for a wife who's even more beautiful than I am. So to Gemara, Kibbul Alei. He was Makabal. He accepted. Boy, Lemehender, so to Gemara. He wanted to go back. He left when he went into the water. He left it close at the edge of the river. Boy, Lemehender, he wanted to go back. Lasuya Mane, to take his clothes. Vole Motse. He couldn't do it. So Rashi says here, this is the Rashi here. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, Chilich Leoraisa, Kama Koychach Yofel Lizboi Loyal Torah. He saw with that jump, he says, how much koych you have, which is beautiful to withstand and have patience for the oil of Torah. He couldn't jump back. Why? Because he was makabah himself oil Torah. He became weak. The Gemara says that Torah is mateshes. Torah weakens a person. Kaira is a thing that requires a lot of kaya to learn and weakens a person. So Rish Lakish told him he was an Amoritz, he was in bad shape. And Rabbi Yochanan told him, he says, you have kaya to learn, he says, if you have charat, you'll do tshuva. He'll give him a sister. He was makabel. He already couldn't jump back. That's Heisa Boy, a proper Kabbalah means that a person undertakes this thing, the Kulai, the Shem Shamayim, 100% from the beginning till the end. When a person does such a Kabbalah, when a person walks into the Beis Medrash in the morning, and he makes a Kabbalah, it's not going to be easy for him. That's the chance for the scotches. But he makes that proper Kabbalah, he's going to learn that say the full, without wasting his time. He's a person. He's going to be Matzliach. This is not going to be easy. Rish Lakish also, he couldn't jump back already. I jumped in with Jesus. He's asked his courage to be saved by the Torah, but because he accepted the yoke of Torah, he already became weak. That means a proper Kabbalah. When a person makes the proper Kabbalah, that's why they have Scholar's Kosher. It's not easy. From now it will become easier. And this many times, this concept, Rabbi Yisrael, in developed. I mean, you see, you see it constantly because you're dealing with yeshivas, you see, among Balabatim, those ones who are the diligent ones, the ones who really care and mean to them a lot, those are the ones who are matzliach. Because when they start off, they take the whole thing into consideration, from the beginning till the end. They don't start off, Rabbi Yisrael, without the machshava, and it goes good for the first half hour, next hour. Then there's this distraction, that distraction. And the person realizes what he's in for, what he has to accomplish. And the person realizes that first move that he makes, when he starts off, it's going to be hard, but it's going to be matzliach. That's the proper attitude and the way we go off the Torah. We say, V'sein b'libeinu l'hovenu l'haskia. And the way to reach this Rabbi Yisai, Ashu Yish, Shishma, Mitzvah Secha, right? Tosim al-Libur. A person has to realize that from the heart, when a person reaches this heart, the same b'libeinu, the first thing we say in the Torah, the first thing we start off with Rabbi Yisai, the same b'libeinu l'hovenu l'haskia. To understand that from the heart stuff is cool. The same b'libeinu. That's what we pray for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the beginning of this parsha, Rabbi Yisrael, parsha Yisrael, said the Chamorim in Gidach, says, "Ve'yishma Yisrael, it's called Asher Osa, Kim Moshe Yisrael, so Yigach Yisrael, so Moshe Yisrael, Moshe." So Rashi says El Midbar. Af onu yoidim shebe Midbar hoyu. We all know that Moshe was in the Midbar. What's the Torah teaching us extra here? It has to be Moshe. He came to Moshe Rabbeinu. We all know he was in the Midbar. Af onu yoidim shebe Midbar hoyu. The Torah was referring to the quality of the godliness of Yisro. That's what the Torah wanted to teach us here. So Yisro was singing b'kvaydo shaloyla. Unedavay liboy. What is Alamid b'mokum toyu lishmoyev divrei Torah? What was Yisro's godliness? They were seeing b'kvoido shaloyla on top of the world. But he was not a liboy. What's a midbar? Mokim toyu. What's a midbar? Nothing there. Lishmoy a different term. The godliness of Yisrael was that he was willing to sacrifice, Rabbi Yisrael, to give his heart. That's where the Yisrael starts from. The same b'libeinu, not the liboy. He gave himself time to come. He was sitting on top of the world, everything. Riches. Quantum. Some goldish gefeld. Oh, but he was willing to give himself time to come to a midbar Mokum Toyu. When a person realizes the importance of Toyu, and Yisro saw many things. Yisro was a person, that Yisro made a condition with Moshe Rabbeinu, with his first son, that he should give Moshe to go to avoid the Zohar. He should be able to, you know, be worldly and to see different things, different ways. At the Altskimust, yet he was willing to give himself. But what was the Yisro Advarim? Not Volibor. He was willing to self-sacrifice. The same belief, the first thing we say in the Tefillah, we say, the same libeinu, avinu avarachimon, avarachim, rachim aleinu. I used to hear from my Rashiv in Tells, this one really is in Tells, in America, many, many years ago. Rashiv, my mother, Katze, he always used to say over, avinu avarachim, rachim, rachim aleinu. What are we asking Shush Rachmanus for? Avarachim, avinu avarachimon, avarachim, rachim aleinu. The first he saw his Rabbi say, when there's no Torah, he says, he was there, who? There's a sign of the Mishukon, who's the Mishukon, he says. The reason so much Rachmanis. He says, we don't have to realize that on Torah is the greatest of Mishukon. That's the first you saw. And then we realize the same belief Beinu. When a person realizes the same belief Beinu, a person has to realize that the hearts, Yisrael came to hear the Torah, not the Libor. It came from the heart. When a person realizes that we ask the Rabbi Yisrael, like we bespell the Mishav, entirely Beinu love the Chabahemes. The hearts from Dalton Pum to Ashton Yisod. And Mal Musa always talk about, he says, V'yotato Hashem v'ashivu Yisrael v'ovecho. There's two Madregas, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a Madrega of Yediyah and a Madrega of V'yotato v'ashivu Yisrael v'ovecho. The hearts has to be, the Yediyah, many people have the Yediyah. Always says, "Ezo chokham aroyus and oilat." The father, this matan zulam was a statement. "Ezo chokham hayodeyas and oilat." Says aroya. What's this aroya? What's this? He says, "Hayodeyas also a person knows." He says, "Many people know, but they don't see." To realize, to put it into the heart, to feel the diagoshia, to the same belief beinu. As a mish laid this off in hearts. That's what he is. That's what the Hatzlacha comes from. When a person has a chayin in hearts, it means to him, it's sechbatlo. The same b'libeinu, then a person comes to Hovdenu, Haskiyo, Yishmeya, all the grace of Milas. Not the liboy, love el, Yishmeya, the very Torah. The Rechaim HaKodesh HaBoisai. Where did the Rechaim HaKodesh HaBoisai in Parshas Kisot? This is also for whom Nemtzach Aboisai to understand the milas of Torah and if a person to push himself to want to be matzliach, and then come there. Say the Samachta b'chol atoyv, Hashem nosen l'cho Hashem alekecho, ulevesech atav aliri yagir Hashem kebecho. Says over here, Rechaim HaKodesh looked at say, this is what he says here. Main toiv ela toiv. Another pshat in this maimer of the Samachta b'chol atoiv. Yirmo is b'maimer b'chol atoiv ela toiv. Koyim mizal fein toiv ela toiv. Shiniu b'nei hoyu b'nei odom margishin. If people would be margish in the Arevus, b'mesikus v'arevus toivat Torah, how sweet and how beautiful the Torah is, how you mishtagin, they would literally go crazy. U'meslat nachrel, they'd dash after it, like for the gold rush. A whole world full of Kesef Zov wouldn't mean anything to them. Ki at Torah koil is kol ha-toivoy sheba'olam. The Torah is koil everything good in the world. All the goodness in the world. When a person realizes the ziskeit from Torah and what Torah is, it's not talking about, of course, yes, Chabos has to go, but not this thing, over the concept of realizing what Torah is, and how important. When a person comes to that point to learn a Seder, or a person realizes that that Chashiv is, and at this time Rabbi Yisai is Kodesh Kadoshim. There is nothing else that comes at this time. Nothing in the world that counts now. That's when a person realizes that's Samach to B'chol HaTorah. A person should always be Sameach. That's simple. That person realizes that those few minutes that he has, or those hours he has to sit and learn, and realize that nothing else counts. That's where the God, and that's where the Aschol is Takah. That's why it's Takah hard. There's a guarantee here. There's a Haftocha from the Rebbeinu Shlom. They say over from the Gedolei Yisrael. Maybe it was a Chaim Brisker. I don't know about perhaps again. They say they used to have a Seder. They used to have a Seder every day. So this Seder, he had a few hours of Seder, that the Seder was not allowed to be interrupted by anything. He would tell us, so he says, what happens? So his wife used to tell me, let somebody comes in with something very, very important. So he used to say like this, he says, except maybe it was Pekuach Nefesh, maybe Pekuach Nefesh was under Allah, but she used to say, this is what he used to say. He says, if a person is coming because he needs me, because he has something important that he needs me. He says, if he needs me, he'll find me a couple hours later too. After that Seder as well. And if a person is coming for my benefit, so there's Ben HaMeichel. Ben HaMeichel. If it's a good brother he needs for me, that when a person realizes that Seder is so important to him, then nothing else is going to disturb him. So that's what his matzliach. Those bring the Iker Hatzlocha. The aside of the Iker Hatzlocha kum to Rabbi Yisai, and of the same belief, Bain, when a person realizes, lent himself in hearts, and he realizes how choshev it is to him, and that nothing else in the world at this point is going to share him, that's, even though it's not easy, it's like a heart. It's not Nishkin Green Gezach, but Kol HaSchol is koshes, or Bezer Hashem Mikan Ve'erach, that's what's going to bring Bezer Hashem, the siyata, the shmai that a person needs to be matzliach. A person, everybody, yedah sucht hatzlocha. That's a tevah from hazach. Each person is looking to be matzliach. But the rest of hatzlocha, Rabbi Shekund, that when a person is matzliach and Torah, Bezer Hashem, that is the thing that gives us the hatzlocha al inyon. Because doesn't look kiheim chayim yorach yameinu. And those bad noch nismach b'divrei sarasecha liyelam v'ed. If a person is besimcha about it, a person realizes this is his chiyus, and this is what keeps him going, and this is what gives him the asloch and alin yonim, his Bezer Hashem, a person takes on a different attitude towards it. So even though Bezer Hashem it's taka not easy, and that's why kol ha'shol is koshes, we realize that so many times when people look at people that sometimes start off and they start faltering, they realize what Boy said, we have to realize that when a person realizes that he has a real scholar there, like the Vadayan said, all is well that begins well, then it ends well, and the says, I'll take help from the Susan Torah, we should be Zecha, the Korah, Boy say, Limos, Yechom, Sim, Yechelayim, Sabinia, Bes Amidish, Lepia, Bad Sevich.